our world could do with one more good word. Hey guys, welcome to episode number 15 of Word Nerd. So today's episode is a laugh, and a good one at that, I promise you. And I dare say also a necessary one, considering we're all living through a pandemic right now. Anyway, the reason I say so is because this episode will be looking at some parables from the life of Mullah Nasruddin. Now, for any of you who might be unfamiliar with him, he is essentially a satirist from present-day Turkey, and his anecdotes in which he seemed to assume various roles are known and beloved all over the world for the kind of unmatched, delicious, dry humor and wit they come packed with, along with tons and tons of wisdom. In fact, in many countries such as Lebanon and Pakistan, to name a few, Nasruddin Hoca, Hoca in Turkish meaning teacher, is considered a very popular Sufi teaching figure. Now, without further ado, let's go meet Mullah Nasruddin. Nasruddin went to the shop of a man who stocked all kinds of bits and pieces. "Have you got nails?" he asked. "Yes," was the reply. "And leather, good leather?" "Yes." "And twine?" "Yes." "And dye?" "Yes." "Then why, for heaven's sake," asks Nasruddin somberly, "don't you make a pair of boots?" The use of a light. "I can see in the dark," boasted Nasruddin one day in the tea house. "If that is so, why do we sometimes see you carrying a light through the streets?" And what do you think Nasruddin replies? Well, he says, "Only to prevent other people from colliding with me." Nasruddin went into a shop to buy a pair of trousers. Then he changed his mind and chose a cloak instead, at the same price. Picking up the cloak, he left the shop. "You have not paid," shouted the merchant. "I left you the trousers, which were of the same value as the cloak," says Nasruddin. "But you did not pay for the trousers either." "Of course not," said the mullah. "Why should I pay for something that I did not want to buy?" Nasruddin had saved up to buy a new shirt. He went to a tailor shop full of excitement. The tailor measured him and said, "Come back in a week, and if Allah wills, your shirt will be ready." The mullah contained himself for a week and then went back to the shop. "There has been a delay, but if Allah wills, your shirt will be ready tomorrow." The following day, Nasruddin returned. "I am sorry," said the tailor, "but it is not quite finished. Try tomorrow, and if Allah wills, it will be ready." "Just how long will it take?" asked the exasperated Nasruddin, "if you leave Allah out of it." I'm sure you enjoyed that. Anyway, I hope all of you are wearing your masks and social distancing where necessary, and washing your hands enough, and staying safe and healthy. Thank you.